Boker Tov, good morning. Today's daf is daf Kaf Zayin, daf 27. We left off at the bottom of the page, five lines from the bottom of the page, on Kaf Vav Amud Bet 26b, the last word on the line, Ve'amar. We are jumping back in. We're going to finish the second chapter today, the second parak, and B'zad Hashem, we're going to start the third parak, which is Amaniach Et Akad, and B'Shem Hashem, Na'aseh V'Natzliach. So we're going to continue with some of the ma'amars of Rabbah that we mentioned yesterday. He's going to continue. There's some very interesting, non-practical, non-realistic examples that he's going to bring. And the reason why I give that introduction is because some of them are a little bit rated R. And so just don't take them literally. Ma'amar Rabbah, Rabbah says, Zarak tinok merosh hagag. If someone takes a baby and throws him off the roof, and there was a guy coming, standing at the bottom of the sword, and the guy at the bottom of the sword killed the baby before the baby hit the ground. So, the Tanya, the writer, says, if 10 people hit a guy with 10 sticks, whether all at once or one after another, they're all exempt. Because, for you to be liable, Rashi says, over here, you need to be liable. You need to hit the whole soul of the person to be killed. But you didn't kill that whole person because everyone hit them together. Rabbi Yudami Mitteram, where he says, we're on the top of the Amud, if they were hitting the guy one after another, the guy who hit the person and killed him last, he's liable because he brought him close to death. So we would say the same machloket over here by this case, that we would say the person who, it would be a machloket, the first opinion would say no, we don't, both of them are patur. The second opinion would say no, the guy standing at the bottom with a sword who killed the baby, he brought his death closer. But shor v'kibelo v'karnav, if the ox came when the baby was thrown, and the ox caught the baby with his horns at the bottom, and the baby died. So the Gemara says, "Pluktad Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Merokav and Rabbanan." It's a machloket. The Tanya is a bright. It says, "Venatan pidyon nafsho." It says, "When you pay the pidyon of his worth." It says, "Demein nizak." He says, "It's talking about the value of the one that was damaged." Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Merokav Omer Demein Mazik. He says, "No, the one that damaged." So the difference would be, according to the one who says damaged, Rabbi Yochanan. Or Ishmael rather, therefore you would pay a kofar payment. Whereas according to the first opinion, he says, no, it's based on the damaged one, you would not bear a kofar payment. So that would be the machloket. V'amar Rabbah, Rabbah says, Nafal mirosh agag, if someone jumped off the roof, seemingly wasn't dressed, v'nitka ve'isha, and he landed inside a woman. Chayav b'arba dvarim, he is liable for four things, meaning he landed in relations with a woman. So he's liable to the four things. And over here, the four things he's referring to, which the Gemara is going to explain. If it was his yevama, it's not considered acquiring his yevama. It's a very non-practical case that how can it possibly fall into from a roof into a woman, right? But anyway, he's liable for damages, pain, the doctor payments, and unemployment. Aval boshet lo, but not for embarrassment. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says later on, the Mishnah says, Eino chayav ala boshet ad shiyeh mitkaven. You're only liable for embarrassment if you had intention, not if it was unintended. V'amar Rabban, Rabban says, Nafal merosh agag, v'ruach sheina metzuyah v'ezik u'biyesh. If he fell off a roof with a non-so-strong wind, and he damaged someone, and he embarrassed someone, chayav ala nezek, Upatur barbad varim. He is liable for the damage, as you always are liable for the damage, and he's exempt for the four other things. Beruach metzuya v'hiziku biyesh. If he fell with a strong wind, with a regular wind, and he damaged and he embarrassed, chayav barbad varim upatur ala boshet. He is liable on the four things, but not for embarrassment, because again we said boshet is only embarrassment. You only pay when it's intention. And let's say the guy says, oh, I'm falling off a roof. You know what? Let me flip over and land on this specific guy to break my fall. So that's what he says. So he says, Chayav apa la boshet. Then he would be liable even for embarrassment that's caused. The Tanya is the writer says, Mimashrum Shneemar, as the Pasuk, okay, we have to see the Pasuk over here, but there's two people fighting, and it says, Karava Eshet Aichad La'atzilat Isha Miyad Makeu, and one of the wives of one of them comes to save her husband, V'shalcha Yada V'chazika Mimibushav, and she shot out her hand and grabbed, his private parts. So the Gemara says, hold on. V'shalcha yada, the pasuk says, from the fact that it's mimashma she'ne'emar, v'shalcha yada, from the fact that it says she sent out her hand, and niyodeh she'chzika, I don't know that she's grabbing her his private. Matamu lomar v'chzika, why does it say she's grabbing? Lomar lach, to tell you, kevan she'nitkaven lahazik, afal v'shenitkaven lebayesh. Since she had intention to cause damage, even though her intention was not to cause embarrassment, still, she is liable even for the busha, even for the embarrassment. V'amar Rabban, Rabba says, Hiniach lo gachelet al libo v'met patur. If someone takes a coal and places it on someone's heart, and the guy dies, he is exempt. Al bigdo v'nisraf chayav, but he places it on his clothing, and it burned, he is liable. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, tarvayu tanane. We learned both of these in the Mishnah. Al libo, for one's heart, ditnan, as the Mishnah says, Kavash alav letocha ur or letocha mayim. If someone stuck someone into a fire or into the water, ve'eino yachol la'alot misham, and he's not letting him come out, he's drowning him into the water. Vamet, and the guy dies, chayav, you'd be liable. Dechafol letocha ur or letocha mayim. If he pushed the guy into the fire or into the water, ve'yachol la'alot misham vamet, and the guy can get out, but he doesn't get out and he dies, patur, you're exempt because he could have got out and he didn't get out. So this is the case of. Of the fire. So the Gemara says, Bigdo ditnan, and the clothing ditnan for the Mishnah says, Karat kesuti sheberet kadi chayav. If he says, I want you to rip my clothing or break my my pitcher, and he does that, he's liable. The guy's liable. I'm not liftor, but if he says, if you do it, you're exempt, then patur, then the guy would be exempt. Ba'ir Rabba says, Hiniach gachelet alev avdo mao. What if he placed a coal on the heart of his slave? What's the din? Ke gufo dame, o kamamono dame. Is it like his body, or is it like his money? So the way Rashi explains it is, if we consider it like his body, then he's exempt. Why? Because the slave could have gotten threw off the coal. But if we consider it like his money, and therefore we consider it like an object that he has, or like an animal that he has, which doesn't have any knowledge to be able to remove the coal, therefore you'd be liable. So the Gemara explains, Im timtzeh lomar ki gufo dame shoro mahu. If you say it's like the body, what about if you place this coal on the ox, to burn the ox? So what's the din then? Hadar pasha. So then they came and explained the answer, avdo ki gufo shoro ki mamono. One slave is like one's body, and therefore you'd be exempt. One's ox is like one's money, and therefore, since ain bodat, he doesn't have knowledge to remove it, chayav, you would be liable in such a case. Hadaran lach ketad rega, we finished the second chapter, now we're starting the third chapter. Hamaniach et hakad b'reshut harabim. If someone placed a pitcher in the reshut harabim, uba acher menitkal ba'u shvara patur, and someone else came, and he tripped over it, and he broke it, he's exempt. Vim huzak ba, and if he got damaged from that pitcher, Baal HaChavit Chayav Benizko, the owner of the barrel has to pay the damage. So if you look very carefully in the Mishnah started by talking about a pitcher. And it ended the Mishnah by talking about the owner of the barrel. Hold on, where are you getting owner of a barrel from? We didn't mention any owner of a barrel. So why is it starting with a pitcher and ending with a barrel? So the rest of the Amud is going to discuss that. Patach b'kad v'siyem b'chavit. The Gemara says, what, you're starting out by talking about the pitcher and then you end by talking about the barrel? Utnan, so how is that possible? So the Gemara says, utnan nami. We have another Mishnah. Zeh ba v'chavito, v'zeh ba v'korato. If this guy comes with this barrel and this guy comes with this beam, nishbera kadosh zeh v'korato zeh. This guy's pitcher breaks on this person's beam. Again, he swapped it around. Started with barrel, ended with pitcher. Patur, he's exempt. Patach b'chavit, b'siyem b'chad. Same thing over here. You could say, you started with barrel and you're ending with pitcher. So the Gemara says, utana nami. We have another question. Zeh ba b'chavito shel yain, v'zeh ba b'chado shel dvash. This guy came with his barrel of wine, and this guy came with his pitcher of honey. Nisdeka chavit shel dvash. Oh, and the barrel of honey. Now it swaps it out. The barrel of honey cracks. This guy with the wine, he saw the honey is going to drip. He spilled his wine out, and he comes and he starts saving the honey. That guy only gets paid sachar, the reward, not for losing out what he lost out on, but just like any other worker, what his time is worth, what that job was worth, that's what he would be paid for. But anyway, it started by talking about a pitcher, and it ended by talking about a barrel. So again, how do you do that? So Amar Papa, Hainu Kad, Hainu Chavit. When it says pitcher and barrel, it's talking about the same thing. So the Gemara says, L'may nafkamina. So then what's the difference between them? So the Gemara says, L'mekachum yamkar. It's talking about for buying and selling. If let's say someone comes in to buy a pitcher, and you give him a barrel, that's a mekach ta'ud, that's a mistake, he can come and return. Or the other way around, if let's say you ask for a barrel and you give him a pitcher as well. So the Gemara says, what's the case? If let's say it's talking about a case where it's this specific place, this pitcher is not called a barrel and a barrel is not called a pitcher. Halokarula, what's the mistake? There's no miscommunication. They don't call barrel a pitcher, or pitcher a barrel. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case. The ruba karula chada chada, the chavita chavita. Majority of people call a pitcher and a barrel, veikanami the karula chavita chada, the chada chavita. And some people call a barrel a pitcher and a pitcher a barrel. Some people. So the Gemara says, "Ma'u detema zil bataruba." I would have thought that we go after the majority. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Slipping the amud kamashmala." That's why it's coming to teach us that ein holchin by mamon acharov. We don't go after a majority in case of monetary law. Rashi says, "Hechan the mistabka lan milta kigon hacha." When you have a doubt, okay, gona mocher la shor la chaverov and inside nachigan lo amrin bataruba zil. But the Charisha Kenao, we have a Taud. We don't say that you go after the majority and it's considered a mistake. El Amrin and Hamotzi Mechaber Alav Raya. We say that if somebody buys something from your friend and that's not what you wanted, you have to bring a proof that that's not what you wanted. Echol Amar Lo the Shchitan Mechartiv Lach. You know, by the case of the animal, the guy can say, "Oh, I sold it to you for slaughtering over here as well." So therefore, we don't go after the majority as we would have thought. Then Ubal Chermin Itkal Ba Shvara Patur. We said if the guy tripped on the pitcher and he broke it, and then he's exempt. Am I patur? Why is he exempt? So the Gemara says, "Ibayle Yonu Mezal." Guy's walking in the street. He has to look where he's walking. He can't just break someone's kli. So the Gemara says, "Amre Devei Rav Mishmei Derav." They said in the name of Rav, three answers. Rav says, "Bemale Reshut Arabim Kula Chaviot." The guy filled the Reshut Arabim filled with barrels, so there's nowhere else to walk. So of course he's going to break it. That's why he's exempt. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, no, but afilashanu. We're talking about at night, where you couldn't see the barrel, and that's why he broke it. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, but Karen Zavir, we're talking about in the corner, where he didn't see that coming when he was coming from one alleyway to another alleyway, and he placed it on the side of the alleyway by the corner. So therefore, when the guy turned the corner, he broke it, and that's why he's exempt. Amar Papa, lo daika manitin ela oki Shmuel oki Rabbi Yochanan. Our Mishnah only sounds like Shmuel or Rabbi Yochanan. Because if we say like Rav, why do you say even if he specifically if he tripped over it? Even if he intended to break it, he should be exempt because there's nowhere else to walk in Rav's example. It's full of barrels. So according to Rav, even if it was on purpose, therefore it doesn't fit with our Mishnah. So Amar Zavid Mishmei de Rava, Hu Adin Dafilu Shavar. He says, no, really our Mishnah meant even if he broke it, and it goes like Rav. Vahai de Katani Nitkal, why does it say he tripped? Aidi the bayit mitnei seifa, since I wanted to teach the latter part of the Mishnah, v'im huzakba bala bayit chayav nizko. If the guy got damaged from it, the owner of the barrel has to pay the damages. The dafka nitkal, that's only if he tripped over it. Aval shavar lo, but if the guy intended to break the barrel and he got hurt from it, he's not gonna get paid by the owner of the barrel. So the Gemara says that's why aval shavar lo. But if it was broken on purpose, no. My tamo, what's the reason? Hu da azika nafshe, because he caused the damage to himself. So therefore, katani resha nitkal. That's why the beginning of the Mishnah taught he tripped over it, but really it's talking about even if he broke it intentively in the beginning case. It's just wanted to keep the beginning and the end of the Mishnah consistent. So it's a trip. Amar Rabbi Abba Rav Ashi, Hachay Ami Ma'arava. This is what they say in Israel. Mishmei Derbi Ilai, it should say in the name of Rabbi Ilai. Lafish Ein Darkan Shal Bnei Adam Lidbonem Darachim. He says no. The reason why you're exempt is because people are not have to be focused on where they're walking through the streets all the time. Sometimes it's like, for example, sometimes you drive somewhere and you don't pay a lot of attention. You're just getting from place to place because you know it by heart. So it's like second nature to you. But same thing over here. Sometimes you're walking somewhere and you're not paying attention to where you're walking. Hava Uvda bin Harda, was an incident in Harda, b'chiev Shmuel, and Shmuel made the person liable. B'fumbedita, and in Fumbedita, b'chiev Rabbah, and Rabbah made them liable. So the Gemara says, Bishlama Shmuel, k'shmate, it makes sense according to Shmuel, that the guy who tripped over it had to pay, because he established our Mishnah talking about nighttime. So if it was daytime, the guy tripped on it, you have to pay. So, Ela Rava, lema k'shmuel, really? But Rava, are we going to say that he holds like Shmuel? So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, no, Karnad Atzrahave, no. It's talking about, it was a corner by the oil press. The Kevan de Birshutkav, since he's going in with permission, with the right permission, he had to pay attention to where he was walking, and therefore, since he didn't, he caused damage, the guy who tripped on it would have to pay the damage. Shalach Rav Chisela Rav Nachman, he sent to Rav Nachman. Hari Amru, they said, L'rechuva shalosh. If somebody caused damage with a knee, you would have to pay three slaim, shalosh, three slaim for embarrassment. The be'ita for kicking, chamesh, five slaim. L'sinkoret, v'lis nokeret, rather, shloshesheh. And if, let's say, it was the saddle of a donkey that he caused damage with, therefore you'd have to pay 13 slaim. L'panda dimara l'okifna dimara mai. What about the handle of a shovel, or the blade, the actual metal part of the shovel? So, shalach lei sent him chista 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 kenasa kamigaved bebavel. Are you collecting a fine in Babel? So, because we know that a boshet, embarrassment, is only for a fine. So the Gemara says, ema li gufa deuv dehechi ava. Tell me where the actual incident happened. So, shalach lei dahu garguta deveitre. There was a pit that belonged to two people. They call yoma hava dale chad minayu. Every day, one of them would come and fill up water. Mazal tov. Every day, one of them would come and fill up water. One of them came one day and filled up water on a day that was not his. That wasn't his day, it was the other guy's day. The other guy said, hey, this is my day. He didn't listen. So he took the handle of a shovel and he hit him. So this is what the incident was. He responded back to him. If that's the case, he should have hit him 100 times. If that's the case. So the Gemara said, "Afilu the man damar lo abidin ish dinan lanafshei." There's a machloket. Even according to the opinion that says that a person is not allowed to go and make judgment for himself in dinim and go and cause damage if somebody damaged him or take the item back if someone stole from him. But in a case of loss where he's going to lose out, avid inish dinan lanafshei, a person is allowed to make a din for himself, make judgment for himself, and go and take back what belongs to him. Ditmar, as we learn the following Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yehuda says, Lo avid inish dinan avshei, a person is not allowed to make a din for himself and go without the beit din. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, Avid inish dinan avshei, a person is allowed to make din for himself. So the Gemara says, Hecha, the ikap say that when there's a loss, Kulei alma lo pligi da avid inish dinan avshei. When there's going to be a loss, everyone agrees that a person is allowed to make a din for himself and go and do what he needs to do. Ki pligi, the machloket is, Ki hecha de leka pligi, pseida. When there is no loss, that's where the machloket is. Rav Yehuda Amar, Lavid inish dinan avshei. Ruda says, person is not allowed to make a din for himself. They came on the lake of Seda, lezel kamidayana, since there is no loss going to happen, you should go in front of the Beit Din and let them handle it. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, avid inish dinan avshei. No, you're allowed to make a din for yourself, even when there's no loss. They came on the Beit Din avid, since you're doing it in the proper judgment, meaning you're saying, this guy stole from me, or this guy damaged me, I'm going to go and take out what's the proper damage that I need to pay out. Therefore, you're not going to go out to the Beit Din. You don't need to go out to the Beit Din. You're allowed to make a judgment for yourself. That would be the machloket. So the Gemara says, "Meiti Rav Kahana." We have a machloket. We have a contradiction. Ben Bagbag Omer. Ben Bagbag says, "Al tikanes lachatzer chavercha litol shelcha shelo bereshu." Don't go into your friend's courtyard to take what belongs to you without his permission. Shema tarei alav kiganav, because he may think you're a thief. Ela, how should you do it? Shevor shinav, break his teeth. Ve'emor lo sheli ani notel, and say, "I'm taking my own. I'm taking what belongs to me." Meaning, I don't think it means to literally break his teeth. I think it means to go and take it with pride. Say, take it and say, "I'm taking what's mine." So, what do you see from here? This is a contradiction on Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, "You're not allowed to make judgment for yourself." Rav Yehuda says, "You are." So, Amar Lei, flipping the Amud, Imach. Oh no, he says, Imach, is he saying with you? Meaning Rashi says, Bitmiya, Klomar, do you think this is the right answer? Ben Bagbag, Yechidaahi. Ben Bagbag is an individual. Whereas Upliki, Rabbanan Alei, the rabbis disagree with him. He's an individual against the public, and the majority of people disagree with him. Then we have another Ma'amar, just to finish the daf. Rabbi Yanai Amar, or there's a different opinion, Rabbi Ravina Amar, Mai Shevor Shinav, what does it mean to break his teeth? Badin, means to go in judgment and break his teeth. Meaning go to the Beit Din and break his teeth. So the Gemara says, Iachi, if that's the case, Ve'emorlo, instead of saying, tell him, I'm taking what's mine, should say, Ve'omrimlo mi bayla, should say the Beit Din says to him, they, plural, Sheliani notel, instead of saying I'm taking what's mine, it should say Beit Din says to him, Shelohu notel mi bayle. It should have said the Dayanim say to him, he will take what's his. Why does it say I? So the Gemara ends by saying, you're right, Kashe, that's difficult. I don't have an answer to that question. Okay, we'll stop there for today, and we'll do a 1-minute recap.